We're speaking with Gananoque resident Patricia White, who continues her battle against Parkinson's. Patricia recently ran a Parkinson's Superwalk in September of 2020 and raised over $1,300 in one day. And Patricia, we thank you for what you do for our community. And we all want to know how you have been handling this pandemic so far.
Well, like everybody else, I'm frustrated and fed up. You're missing time with your family and friends. You're trying to stay away from the COVID. You know, you're staying home except for going to appointments, groceries, medication. So you use your time wisely at home, like me working on my jewelry or my sewing or knitting or trying new recipes.
And over the last year, what has changed for you?
My Parkinson's has got worse. You know, more with like swallowing, and your shaking is worse, and you know, even my head now is shaking. But I also developed arthritis in my spine and caused an inflammation in the nerve endings, which worked on my spine and my neck. So it's caused me to stop a lot of things I do in a day, but I do get some done, but I just do it slower.
And what has been one of the biggest challenges or some of the biggest challenges that you have faced?
With Parkinson's, like you can be fine today and tomorrow you have no idea what it will take away. So we don't know from one day to the next what's going to happen. So you can't, you know, you're constantly wondering. But I'm also worried about my fundraiser for Parkinson's. And then I do another fundraiser too, which I'm working on. It's for abused animals. And, you know, it's just, you just wonder if you're going to be able to get out and sell this stuff, you know, like my jewelry or baking or whatever, to make some fundraising money for these charities.
And finally, just any final thoughts of how you've been able to get through this pandemic that we've all been trying to get through?
A lot has to do with my husband. He's my rock, and you know, talking to family and friends, and just being able to, you know, have the support that I have behind me. You know, if you need help, we can help you with this or help you with that. But now you can't have nobody in your home, so they can't help you. Just be there for moral support.